This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to demand a humanitarian ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, passing a non-binding resolution, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
10 countries voted no on the ceasefire, including Israel and the U.S. The vote was a sign of support to end the war and of growing isolation of the U.S. and Israel.
We have one singular priority, only one. To save lives.
General Assembly President Dennis Francis says this is the unprecedented collapse of an already crumbling humanitarian system in real time.
In the name of humanity, I ask you all once again, stop this violence now.
I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky not to give up hope in his country's fight against Russia's invasion, saying the U.S. Congress should fund additional aid.
Congress needs to pass a supplemental funding for Ukraine before they break for the holiday recess, before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
Biden also announced $200 million in separatory military assistance for the country, heading into a winter with tens of thousands of Ukrainians dead and Russian advances in the east. Zelensky is asking Washington to provide badly needed support. Some Republicans say any further money must be paired with changes to immigration policy, an exceptionally divisive issue in U.S. politics. Ukrainian officials say a Russian missile attack on Kyiv has resulted in multiple injuries and has damaged buildings. A series of loud explosions could be heard in Kyiv at 3 a.m. Wednesday as air defenses were activated in the city for the second time this week. This is VOA.